Tēnā koe, Dale. I'm glad to catch up with you again towards the end of 2023. What a year it's been. So how's the tourism industry looking now?
Oh, kia ora, and ngamihi ki a rātou ngā kaiwhakarongo ki tēnei hōtaka. Hey, it's been a challenging year for the tourism sector. There's been a number of fronts that have been obviously an issue for tourism across the country and for business, and to say nothing of the post-COVID recovery, which we're still, I think, about 80% shy of the numbers we'd like to be at. But I guess of more importance this year was really the flooding across the motu, the issues that caused at a local level for all our people in Aorohe, but really proud of the I guess the hardiness and the stick-to-it attitude of our people, especially when times got tough, how everybody got out and just helped across the communities to help all of our whānau to get through these tough times. So what we're looking forward to now is some good weather and for people to come back into the country, for our domestic tourism to pick up, for Australians to continue the growth in numbers, and for the further opening of the doors between New Zealand and Asia, that will really help our sector and help our people.
And but there's also concerns about the state of the roads and the infrastructure in New Zealand. You know, there's whole areas like the Hawke's Bay and the East Coast, which are, you know, and even down the South Island. Are they a real concern for the tourism industry?
Well, look, it's more than just the roads and the poor state of the current infrastructure. And you're absolutely right. When you look at the fact that the Bryn Derwins are being closed again at the start of 2024 for a month, once again hurting opportunities in the far north. But, you know, we look all around the country. Once you get away from State Highway 1, there are real issues for our current infrastructure. That's really hurting our smaller communities in particular. But when you think about our future infrastructure needs, I think there's real problems and opportunities. For us to attract the right kind of patronage to Aotearoa New Zealand, we've got to have quality roading, quality hotel infrastructure. We've got to have reliable airports being open and access between our provinces through airports. We've got to have a strong main trunk railway line, and we've got to fix the issues with the Cook Strait Ferry, because our people going on holidays across the country don't want to be tossing a coin to see whether there's going to be a ferry available. So we've got to make sure there's some really hard work done on getting our future planning infrastructure right and getting the stuff in place.
Do you think the present coalition government is listening to these concerns that infrastructure is actually like a pipeline of income for the country?
Yeah, I think you'll find that there are a number of infrastructure needs that will need to be addressed immediately. And I know that during the campaign and the last election in October, there were a number of infrastructure projects that were floated as part of that. We need to see now what that's going to look like, what the government's approach is with regard to things like the resource legislation, RMA, that's going to work, how we're going to be able to get through that myriad of legal requirements to get stuff built and get on with it. But also, I think what I've seen so far is an enthusiasm from the government to look not just at the main centres, but look at how we can join up a lot of our provincial centres as well. And that's the key to unlocking tourism and trade opportunities for all of our whānau. You know, we've got around 38,000 Māori businesses in New Zealand. They've all been through a tough time, and they need trade. They need people travelling. They need people taking up accommodation, buying, using tourism experiences, but spending time in our provinces, because that's what will help our people.
Yes, and the Air New Zealand seems to be struggling with international flights at the moment, and that's another concern.
Yeah, it is. But we do need to remember that over 58% of our tourism is domestic based. So it's not, you know, for the international market, yes, Air New Zealand is important. For us here in the South Island, we've just had United Airlines starting up flights into New Zealand. So we've got international carriers starting to come back to New Zealand. So the big issue really is the regional network of flights and understanding our domestic market and the opportunities to get our people to our beaches and to our areas that require good, sound roading and safe roading.
Yeah, it's been a challenging year, but there's also been some highlights. What are the highlights to you?
Yeah, I always look at what the opportunities are going forward and some of the excellent work our people have done. And if I look, I'd take you through some of the great awards that have been won this year. At the International Business Awards, for example, AWA, a woman's period wear company, a Māori company, they won the International Exporter of the Year. So that's great to see new products, new business people coming through our rangatahi, creating opportunities for international growth. And then we look at the Tourism Awards, for example. We had Kohutapu Lodge and Tribal Tours, so that's Nadine and Carl Toitoi up at Murupara. They did some amazing work around working with Indigenous people, obviously in New Zealand, but they brought in Aboriginal people from Australia as well to help grow the youth there and bring together that kind of partnership between indigeneity. So they're doing some great money. Then you look at Tauhara North, Te Pātū, who won two awards at the Tourism Awards around resilience and innovation. So I think those are great indicators. Then you look at people like Awatiri Douglas, is his name, a young man from Te Arawa, who's now the GM of Sudima in Rotorua. He was one of the finalists for the Emerging Tourism Leader. Now, he came with us in January to the World Indigenous Tourism Summit in Perth. We took an upi of around 16 tourism operators to get involved in that whole global Indigenous tourism piece. And he was, to me, was a standout on that particular trip. And to see him as a finalist here, I think, is outstanding. But then if we turn across to the high-tech sector, and this is something that I'm really keen on promoting, especially for our rangatahi, because when we look at opportunities in high tech, I mean, they're everywhere, and there are certain simplicities about having a high tech company where you don't need to worry about ships for shipping or getting space on an aircraft to export your product. But one company that won the Māori High Tech Award this year was a company called Ask Nicely. A guy called Aaron Ward is one of the founders from Ngāti Maru. Awesome program, awesome online content that they developed, and it's been picked up globally. So, you know, through all of the tough times, and we know the economy is struggling, we know that tourism is struggling and trying to get back on its feet, when I look at these companies coming through who are new to sectors, who are doing really cool stuff, and really basing it on the manaakitanga, the wairuatanga of our people, I think these are outstanding exemplars of what we can look forward to in the years ahead.
Oh, ka pai. And what are you looking forward to over the festive season?
The battery on my cell phone going flat and not recharging it.
I'm with you on that one.
In a busy year. Yeah, look, my whānau and I, we've got, I think, three or four young moko that have arrived to our immediate family in the last 3 or 4 months. We head up to Kaiteriteri, get the caravan out, and we spend time at the beach just forgetting about the world and enjoying the beautiful Kiwi summer.
Oh, ka pai. Well, travel safely, and thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us on Radio Wātea. We really appreciate your input. Ngā mihi, mahana kia koe.
Ai, kia koe hoki, meri kiri himitu me ngā mihi mahara mō te tauhou. Kia ora.
Kia ora.